Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait, Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Jennifer Clough in Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, how are things in Birmingham?
It's good. It was very warm today. So
oh, I'm sorry.
Not to rub it in.
Yeah, well, it got up to the 30s in Chicago this week. So
it was in the 50s and very sunny,
fine.
So it was nice.
Yes, well, welcome to the show, Jennifer. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
Some recruits cannot scamper up that ramp because they eat like a county fair brat champ. They can't carry a gun. It's an army of none. So let's sign pre-recruits up for...
Fat camp?
Yes!
Hey.
After more than 7 years of global war, the U.S. Armed Services have used up their supply of the few and the proud. They are now deep into the fat and the slovenly. As many as 3 out of 10 military applicants are over the maximum weight limit, so the military is considering shaping up their stocky recruits, Biggest Loser style. Already on board, the newly appointed Girth General Richard Simmons. Who, may I say, looks stunning in his camouflage pattern sequined tank top. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Once an item has been in my clutch, I consider it mine very much. If the price is too high, I don't care. I must buy. I must own it once I've felt its...
touch?
Yes. Shoppers, put down that hedgehog chia pet before it's too late. In a new study done at Ohio State, volunteers were asked to hold a $3 coffee mug for 10 seconds or 30 seconds, and then they were all asked to bid on it in an auction. And even though they knew the mug was nearly worthless, people who had held the mug for 30 seconds felt so possessive that they bid more than the retail price 4 out of 7 times. One researcher said, quote, by simply touching the mug and feeling it in their hands, many people begin to feel like the mug is, in fact, their mug. Once they begin to feel it's theirs, they're willing to go to greater lengths to keep it.
Peter, were my tax dollars involved in this in any way?
It's useful to know.
Well, it's useful for us to know.
PJ, time you go to the Porsche dealership, don't pick up the Porsche.
That's
what gets into trouble.
Well, this is why parents follow their children all around the store. Don't touch that. Don't touch that.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Music teachers can't come to class drugged, so by squeaks and squawks we're often bugged. But now Britain's schools have posted new rules, and we teachers can keep our ears...
plugged?
Right, plugged. Good news for music teachers. You now have a medical reason to cover your ears while little Billy savagely beats the ode to joy to a bloody pulp. According to Britain's Health and Safety Executive, school music teachers should wear earmuffs to protect themselves from the high-pitched, incessant squalling of the fourth-grade orchestra. Phrasing their study kindly, they said, quote, sound levels produced by groups of student instrumentalists are likely to be higher than those produced by a professional group of players because of less developed technical abilities and natural exuberance.
Yeah.
In other words, protect yourself, people. They suck.
Yeah. Really? Elementary school music teachers? Saints.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm serious.
I mean, it is amazing to me, because an elementary school music teacher is someone who loves music, who's devoted their life to it.
And see, here's it ruined all day long.
Yeah, I know. It's like an animal lover who works in a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
It's like... Carl, how did Jennifer do in our quiz?
Well, Jennifer's a winner. 3 correct answers. So, Jennifer, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
I can't wait.
Well done. Well done. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.